You're listening to NPR News.
It's 30 degrees at 6:33. I'm Melba Lara with WBEZ News. A Joliet police officer who filed a lawsuit over racial discrimination he allegedly faced at the police department says he was fired today. The Joliet Herald News reports Officer Lionel Allen declined to say why he was let go. Allen filed a federal lawsuit last year against Joliet Police Chief Brian Benton, a police supervisor in the city of Joliet, alleging he was retaliated against because of his race after he complained about being replaced on his beat by a white officer. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is touting the city's increase in tourism. The mayor says there was a 4% increase in the number of people visiting Chicago from 2017 to 2018. Emanuel says there were more than 57 million visitors to the city last year. Mark Anderson is with the City Tourism Office, Choose Chicago. He says one factor in the increase was a year-round targeted digital marketing campaign.
People that actually visited or searched Chicago or choose Chicago and or McCormick Place or one of our city hotels, we could retarget them, which means that if you were on a site, let's say you're on Choose Chicago site, we would target you and we could pop an advertisement up on any website that you were visiting.
Anderson says another goal of Choose Chicago's marketing campaign last year was to target travelers outside the Midwest. He says this included places like San Francisco, France, and Brazil. Chicago's Anti-Cruelty Society is offering free pet food for the dogs or cats of furloughed federal government employees. David Dinger is the acting president of the Anti-Cruelty Society. He says many pet owners are going unpaid because of the federal government shutdown, and they want to assure the cats and dogs continue to be cared for. Proof of employment status from the federal government is required to pick up supplies beginning today, as long as the supplies last. There are at least 8 pet food pantries throughout Chicago. A list can be found at anticruelty.org/foodpantries. This coming Tuesday, thousands of people are expected to try to begin applying for Illinois' private school scholarship program, even though the governor-elect has promised to end it. The Invest in Kids 5-year pilot program offers tax deductions for donors and pays private school tuition for students. The Daily Herald says the state's largest scholarship-granting organization, Empower Illinois, will open its portal at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. J.B. Pritzker has said he wants to end the program. I'm Melba Lara, WBEZ News.